I live in Chicago at the moment, but I am from Australia. So I've been living in Chicago, studying in Chicago. And then my friend, he told me about air guitar. He heard about it, and I was like, what, air guitar? Because I played guitar when I was younger, and he plays guitar, and I don't have time to play guitar anymore. And he was like, well, you know, you haven't got time to play guitar anymore, but what about air guitar? And I was like, mate, I'm keen. So what's it all about? So I did some research.
Qualifying rounds for the championships are organised around the world. Can you tell us about your journey to all?
There was a qualifier in Aurora, and I won the qualifier, which meant that I could go into the regional air guitar final, which was in Chicago. I realised, see, the Aurora one was really easy. And then I got to Chicago, and I realised it was a whole new ball game. People took it really seriously. There were 17 competitors in Chicago. The top three would go through to the national final. There are five different regions that went to the final. So it was the top 20 in all of the United States. And I changed my song because I thought I wasn't going to win with my original song. So I changed my song. And then in the national final, I ended up coming tied second again. It was the first time I ever did it. So I was in my rookie year. So I won the Rookie of the Year award. And then I finished tied second. Only the top person could go to Finland, but I was nominated to go in the Dark Horse, which is like a competition for people who didn't qualify, but they can compete anyway.
How was the atmosphere at the competition?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was the weather was quite challenging, but the people were lovely. And it was a really nice town, and so many people knew who we were. We were walking around. It was like we're the Beatles in Oulu. So it was quite amazing. And the people were very receptive. And I've only got great things to say about Oulu. I was representing Australia because I thought, I'm not going to represent US now. I have to represent Australia.
Finns always love to hear what visitors think about Finland. What were your most memorable moments outside the competition?
The next day we all did a thing called Air Off, which was 15 of us. The organisers, so we had some Finnish organisers. They were lovely. They took us out to this cottage, which was 2 hours from Oulu. It was inland, and it was this sort of mansion over this river. And we went out, had the sauna, which was fantastic. Smoked fish, which was delicious, and then we had a tour guide take us through the forest, and we went foraging through the forest for berries, which was fantastic. So we just had this great cultural experience in Finland, and absolutely loved it. But the language, it's a tough language, but it's a beautiful place.
You're now a part of an international group of elite air guitarists. So what would you say are the similarities and differences in style amongst the participants from different parts of the world?
Oh, that's a great question. I really like that question. So the guy who won, Aristotle, who's from the US, his style is very, he's got a very flamboyant style. He's very happy on stage and very charismatic. The guy from Japan, it was a 16-year-old from Japan who represented, his name was Shosho. Yeah, quite strong in his movements. Even though he was small, he was still strong. And he came out in these fantastic costumes. I mean, the first one he came out as a sumo wrestler, and the second one he came out as like a samurai sort of warrior, like an ancient warrior rather. But you know, you're absolutely right. The region pretty much dictates to an extent what the performer might do. Obviously, the individuals in the country have their own style and their own influences.
What was the song that you played in the final?
The song that I played in my final, well, I actually chose one of my favourite metal bands called Children of Bodom.
Okay, your Finnish song.
They are. They're a Finnish band. When I was a teenager, I grew up listening to and playing melodic metal, and they were my favourite melodic metal band. My two favourite bands were Children of Bodom from Finland and In Flames from Sweden.
So it was Finnish luck for you then?
It really was. It was Finnish luck. I, yeah, I was searching for a song to play, and I was like, oh, God, Children of Bodom. And then because obviously their lead guitar player, Alexi Laiho, is a fantastic guitarist. So the solo was really great. And they're a great band. And they're very popular in Finland, aren't they? Everyone knows them.
Yep, yep. Even I. And what are your e-guitar plans? Are you aiming to be back in Oulu again next year? Or will you rest on your laurels and hang up your guitar?
That's a fantastic question. I love that. You know what? I'd love to be there next year, but I have to be back at work next year. I'm a high school teacher and I teach drama. So, I mean, I'll be back at work. I mean, if work would let me go to Oulu, then I'll go again. I'd love to go there because I'd love to try and get that number one spot. But I have to wait and see. It all comes down to what happens with work. So, but you know what? I'm not done. I don't want to be done. I mean, to be a true ginger assassin, one must take the title. One must grab the crown.